Hi, everybody. This is Jay Stewart welcoming you to It Pays to Be Married, the show that honors the American home, brought to you by NBC and Tums. Each weekday, we bring you interesting couples from all walks of life who've had problems in their marriages and solved them. Today, we'll hear the interesting true story recorded from the married life of Mr. and Mrs. Danny Thomas. We'll meet Danny Thomas in just a moment, but first,
we'd like to have you appear at It Pays to Be Married. It means an opportunity for you to share some story concerning your marriage or courtship with our listening audience, plus receiving fine gifts for your home. Now, your story doesn't have to be sensational for it to be chosen for use on our program, as long as it's interesting and concerns your marriage or courtship. Maybe you met in a humorous way. Perhaps your proposal took place under unusual circumstances. Perhaps you've had a real serious problem in your married lives that you and your husband settled together. Our most precious possession is home and family. And these are the elements that form the theme of It Pays to Be Married. We hope that in sharing our stories with you daily, we can help you to solve your problem, because every couple who appears on It Pays to Be Married has solved its problem, and we can all benefit from its experience. If you plan to be in Hollywood soon, and if you have a story you'd like to share, why don't you write it to It Pays to Be Married, National Broadcasting Company, Hollywood 28, California.
Folks, today we're departing a bit from our usual procedure on A Face to Be Married. We're going to present a story today, the story of Danny Thomas. The story tells us how faith, from the most old beginnings, to become a star of show business. Today, a star of the show, make room for by millions. And here is our special guest, Danny Thomas.
Hi, Jay. Thank you very much.
You're very well. Anyway, this is Thomas today. Stand it. I thought she found she'd be able to be...
Yeah, her son, Tony, who is 5 years old, is a very rabid television fan, and he, every now and then, so for the dress, job fan and jumps. That this to the two. He is now a job tennis.
We're sorry. I hope he gets well real quick. You have children besides Tony.
Yes, 16, and Teresa's 11.
Wonderful. Well, Danny, at the time you were married to your Rosemarie in 19... a struggling young radio in Knight, Michigan. How do you make that time?
There on, I got an amateur theater as a radio show. Then later on, I got a salary from the radio station, $6 a week, without withholding.
Well, that 8 months after your marriage, you were really on the spot. It's because your first Margaret.
For me, I had a big job in a nightclub, $35 a week.
For several years there in Detroit, you eked out a living as an entertainer, all the while building up yourself as a comedian MC. 40, things came through a crisis. Thomas and his wife needed a job back by the slow summer. You tried to inveigle a certain manager of a small nightclub there to take you back on his four shows.
Yes, I remember that very well. I asked the man to give me a couple of weeks' work in the summertime because that was the slowest season and we needed it. But he said, kid, you're a two-buck entertainer and this is a classy place and I use you.
And that hurt. That hurt. What did you do at that point?
Well, I don't remember much about it. I was hours in a sign on Woodward Avenue. I heard a baby. As I looked down, people must have thought I'm an idiot. I walked till I couldn't walk anymore. That was right at the river. And I finally awoke to the realization that probably was about muddy water. Believe it or not, the murk I saw and ran back home to her. I told her that I didn't get the job and what had happened. And she said, look, we can both work and it doesn't have to be show business. You get a job in a grocery store or something, we can be happy.
Well, Danny, the very next day came a turning point in your career that changed the whole course of events for you and your missus and gave your life a new meaning. We're anxious to hear about it, Danny, and we'll return to our story in just a moment. But first,
our religious institutions are strongholds of the American way of life. Our country was founded by men who had faith in God and who were willing to endure hardship and sacrifice for the sake of that faith. In these troubled times, we need the comfort and inspiration of religious faith more than ever. Faith helps hold our families together. It builds moral and spiritual character. It creates the spirit of brotherhood on which democracy depends. There is need in these times to support a way of life based on the enduring principles of religion, which knit the family together, make for good citizenship, and build the character of the children. The religious institutions in your community need your interest and support. So take an active part in religious affairs. Your pastor, rabbi, or priest will give you invaluable family counsel and aid. To face the problems of the future, America must be morally strong. And that moral strength comes through worship and faith. Go to church this week and take someone with you.
Danny Thomas, the next day after the rebuff from the manager of that nightclub and your experience at the river, you just about decided to quit show business, but through a very dear friend, you were led to a certain church in Detroit. Could you tell us what happened there?
Well, I was told about St. Jude Thaddeus, who's the patron of the destitute, the hopeless. So I went to church and I prayed to St. Jude, not to a marble statue, but to what it represented. And I didn't really pray to be a great entertainer or to be wealthy or anything else. I actually went there for guidance. I prayed to know whether or not I belonged in show business. And if I didn't belong, to be given some kind of a sign so I'd get out right away. But if I did belong, I had to make good in a big way. And for making good in a big way, I would show my gratitude by paying off with a shrine to St. Jude Thaddeus. A shrine I was going to build. I had $1.16 in my pocket.
Well, Danny, perhaps your prayers were answered in a way in a very few days because you were led to try your luck in show business in Chicago. And before your first performance in this nightclub, the 5100 Club, you were sort of on trial, weren't you?
I didn't know it, but the boss, just before I went on, he said, "Okay, kid, go up there. You better be funny, because your agent told me if I don't like you, I can pay you $7 and send you home."
Well, luckily, he didn't send you home. Instead, you sent for your wife to join you in Chicago because you were an immediate hit. And your sparkling humor, your personality made this nightclub famous. Your wife was pleased to hear about your success when you wrote her, wasn't she?
Certainly was. She was, however, a little bit unhappy that I changed my name. And she asked me if I thought I was doing the right thing. And she said, "But good luck to you, darling. It's great that you finally succeeded. And P.S., I borrowed $4 for the groceries. Please send same."
Well, Danny, soon after a few months at the 5100 Club, you didn't have to worry about groceries anymore. This engagement stretched into 2 years, and you were finally offered a partnership in the business. But you turned it down. Why was that, Danny?
I don't know. I went to church to thank God for all the wonderful things that had happened, for the good job, for the security, and for our new child, Teresa. I couldn't build a shrine working at the 5100 Club. I had to go on to bigger things.
Well, you decided that someday that shrine would be a hospital, a St. Jude hospital that would be open to the needy of all faiths and of all racial extractions. What made you think in terms of a hospital, Danny?
Well, at first, the St. Jude shrine to me was going to be a spiritual edifice, a chapel, where people could come to pray for aid. But after seeing and reading about the sick and needy of our own country, and believe me, we've got a lot of them, I thought a hospital would be even a greater shrine to St. Jude. And then, too, it would have a spiritual aspect insofar as it adheres to the commandment, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself."
Well, to reach a position of prominence in show business which would enable you to devote your life to such a worthy cause was not too easy a row to hoe, was it?
It certainly wasn't.
Well, soon, Danny, in fact, just a year ago, you got the recognition that has given you so much satisfaction in terms of repaying, in the name of humanity, your debt of gratitude.
Yes, the Gus Kahn picture at Warner Brothers, "I'll See You in My Dreams," opposite Doris Day, the biggest break of my life. And oddly enough, with my big hook nose and all, I was the romantic lead in the picture. And Mr. St. Jude Thaddeus stepped in and said, "I have done this. Consequently, this picture must be used to start the building of the hospital." And sure enough, it was the first fundraising we did was with the premiere of that picture in Chicago. And in one performance, we raised $50,000 for the St. Jude Hospital.
Well, Danny Thomas, how can our listeners help?
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. We want...
Well, Jay, that's a good question. I see it's not here on the paper, and that's why I said you're kidding. It's a good question. I'd like this hospital to be built by the little people of our country, the widow's mite people. Not big contributions, thousands, hundreds, or fifties, but just $1. And just think, going to sleep at night knowing that your $1 helped the needy of our own country. You can send $1 to the St. Jude Hospital Foundation, Box 3245, Beverly Hills, California.
Well, let me make sure I've got that right, Danny. It's the St. Jude Hospital Foundation.
Right.
And the box number is 3245, and it's Beverly Hills, California.
That is correct.
Well, that's just wonderful. I'm sure that many of our listeners will be willing to help you.
And I hope so.
We certainly want to thank you for coming here and telling us of your life today.
We're again sorry that your lovely wife couldn't be with us.
I am too, but kids are kids.
You're so right. Anything you want to add, Danny?
Oh, just that it pays to be married. It really does. Because I know that traveling around the country and around the world, the many months out of every year that I've had to be away from home, if I didn't honestly and sincerely know and believe in my heart that I have a wife who is as true as the heavens are true, who is a great mother and a great sweetheart, a confidant, a counselor, a buddy and a pal, and every other remark that you can think of that the intelligentsia will label corny, I assure you, my friend, that I could never, ever have gotten to where the good Lord has decided I should be. I'm grateful to my wife, and I love her as much as God reigns reign.
God bless you, Danny. Danny, we'd like to do our part, as small as it may be, a couple of gifts towards your wonderful project when it is realized, and I'm sure it will be in the very near future. Sort of a memento to your visit to It Pays to Be Married for the nurse's home of the St. Jude Memorial Hospital to be, we'd like you to have a new Amana freezer. With the amazing store-more door that holds over 80 pounds of food, the Amana has 12 cubic feet of storage space. And also, for the kitchen of the nurse's home, here's a big, beautiful Tappan gas range. Has the exclusive chrome-lined oven that gives cooking and baking at its best. Good foods just happen when you're cooking on your Tappan. Danny Thomas, yours is truly an inspiring story. May success and good fortune attend you in your career and in your wonderful project. Thank you so much for sharing your experience.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Don Wilson for Tums. If you've ever tried Tums, you know how fast they act to give relief to the discomfort of acid indigestion or heartburn. If you've never tried Tums, try them the next time acid indigestion strikes. See what I mean when I say Tums give don't wait relief. There's no waiting for bottles, glasses, spoons, or water. You take Tums then and there, wherever you are, and you don't wait for relief. Tums really act fast. Yet there's no worry about acid rebound or over-alkalizing. That's because Tums contain a gentle form of calcium that acts as a scientific buffer. Tums stop working automatically the instant excess stomach acid is neutralized. So do as millions do. Always carry economical Tums in pocket or purse. 10 cents a roll.
Tomorrow at this same time, we'll again bring you interesting couples from all walks of life telling you the true stories recorded from their married lives. After telling their stories, they'll have an opportunity to win our Family Fortune Jackpot, which contains from the looms of Mohawk a luxurious cameo-carved Chevy Chase carpet, Mohawk's most recent patented weave of virgin wool. Also, there's a big, beautiful Tappan gas range, and there's $250 in cash. It Pays to Be Married was brought to you today by NBC and Tums. Until tomorrow, this is Jay Stewart reminding you that it pays to be married.